Okay. So have you ever snagged a killer deal on, one of those like a vintage armchair online,
Oh, yeah.
and you're picturing it arrives, you sink into those plush cushions,
Oh, yeah.
completely oblivious to the fact that you've just invited in some, well, some tiny little blood-sucking roommates. We're going deep into bed bugs today. And trust me, this is not just about hotels.
No, not at all. And we are joined by some insights from Simple Pest Management. They are the experts we're turning to for this deep dive.
Right.
They've given us the inside scoop on exactly how these kind of stealthy critters spread and what you can do to, avoid having them.
I always thought bed bugs, that's a problem for other people.
Right.
They're sneakier than we think.
They are. They're like little, what's the word? They're master travelers.
Oh.
This isn't just a local problem. This is global.
Oh.
And what's fascinating is they're not just drawn to like dirt. Like if your house is spotless,
Right.
that's not going to stop them. It's warmth and carbon dioxide that attracts them.
Oh, basically anywhere people are is fair game.
So even if your house is sparkling clean, you said, you could still end up with bed bugs.
Yeah. In fact, the article highlights some surprising examples. Public transport,
Okay.
schools, even packages. And
What?
before you think, well, I don't take public transport, think about how interconnected everything is. Someone carrying bed bugs on the bus could get off, send a package, ends up on your doorstep.
Okay, that's officially moved past hotels on the creepy scale.
Right.
So, how do these little travelers, how do they actually spread? I'm picturing like clinging to suitcases, but it's got to be
Okay.
more than that, right?
Oh, it's way more than that. Think of them as tiny ninjas,
Okay.
masters of stealth. They can squeeze into incredibly tight spaces. We're talking luggage seams, behind electrical outlets, even inside book bindings.
My books. No, not my precious books.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm overreacting a bit, but
Sure.
how are they so good at hiding in plain sight? It's all thanks to their really impressive evolutionary adaptations. Their flat bodies are perfectly designed for slipping into cracks and crevices. Imagine a tiny, flat, almost like a pancake,
Okay.
maneuvering through a space as thin as a credit card. That's a bed bug for you.
Okay, that visual is both fascinating and giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Sure.
So we've established bed bugs are expert travelers and master hiders, but how do we even know if we've brought any home with us?
Right.
What should we be looking for?
So the article lays out some key signs. Reddish brown stains, for instance.
Okay.
Those aren't just dirt. We're talking bed bug droppings.
Oh.
A sure sign of an infestation.
Oh, ew. I do not need that mental image. Please tell me there are other signs because now I'm going to be hyper aware of every speck I see.
Of course. Of course. Don't worry. There are other things to watch out for.
Okay.
Itchy bites in clusters, often in a line on exposed skin. That's kind of a giveaway. And finding eggshells, especially in mattress seams or furniture crevices, those are like red flags waving, telling you they're setting up camp.
Okay. Those signs make sense.
Yeah.
But let's say the worst happens, and I find myself staring at one of those telltale reddish-brown stains. What do I do? Does Simple Pest Management offer any advice for dealing with a suspected infestation?
They do. And some of it you can even tackle yourself. Sealing cracks and crevices is a big one
Okay.
because it limits their hiding spots. Then washing bedding and clothes in hot water, followed by high heat drying. Essentially, you want to make your home as inhospitable for them as possible.
So basically, channel your inner drill sergeant, but for bed bugs.
Exactly.
And what about those mattress encasements? I've heard about those.
Oh, those are essential. They act as a protective barrier. Trapping any existing bed bugs and preventing new ones from taking hold.
Okay.
Make sure to choose one specifically designed for bed bug protection, though. Just check the label.
That's super helpful. But I have a feeling that sometimes DIY pest control just isn't enough.
You are very right, especially with established infestations. Sometimes you need a more targeted approach.
Which makes sense given that our source is a pest control company. It's reassuring to know that solutions exist, though.
Absolutely.
Whether it's through these preventative measures or calling in the experts at, Simple Pest Management. But before we get ahead of ourselves, we've talked a lot about how bed bugs spread.
Rrr.
But why are they so successful at it?
Yeah.
What makes them such incredible survivors? Think of it this way: their small size, their flat bodies, even their feeding habits. All of these are perfectly designed to help them hitch a ride and thrive in our homes.
It's like they've been studying human behavior for centuries, finding the perfect way to leverage our routines and habits.
Okay, I'm officially getting creeped out now.
Right.
That's not just adaptability. It's like there's some kind of supervillain with a plan.
Yeah.
But you mentioned their feeding habits. How does that play into all of this?
Bed bugs are sneaky feeders. They prefer to feed at night, which is why you might not even realize you've been bitten.
Okay.
They're also drawn to warmth and carbon dioxide, which is why our beds are like a magnet for them and why we can unknowingly bring them home in our clothes or luggage.
It's like they've figured out exactly how to exploit our sleep cycles. And I guess that's how they get around so well, by hitching rides on people and their belongings.
Exactly. And you mentioned suitcases. It's a classic way for bedbugs to travel. Imagine how they're easily able to wriggle into the seams of your suitcase or tuck themselves in between clothes, waiting for the perfect opportunity to hop off and explore a new home.
Now I'm picturing them as little passengers waiting for a bus stop. Mm-hmm. We've talked about how they travel, but what about why they're so good at it? There's something about their biology that makes them naturally inclined to spread.
You're getting to the heart of it. They're not just spreading, they're actually programmed for dispersal. It's a survival tactic, you see. The more they can spread out, the better their chances of finding food and reproducing.
So it's not even necessarily about being sneaky or clever. They just have this instinctual drive to find new territory.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Their biology and behavior have perfectly aligned to make them the ultimate travelers. And you know what? They've been doing it for centuries. Bed bugs have existed since the time of ancient Egypt, adapting and surviving through various plagues, wars, and societal changes.
Wow, so they've been around longer than we have. We're talking about a serious survivor here.
Mm.
So what does this mean for us? What should we be doing to avoid these little hitchhikers?
It means staying vigilant. You now have a deeper understanding of these incredible creatures and how they work. We've covered how they spread, why they spread, and even how to identify the signs of an infestation.
Right. We're not just learning what bed bugs are, but why they're so hard to deal with. So what's your biggest takeaway for our listeners?
Remember this. Bed bugs are a fact of life in the modern world, but they don't have to rule your home. By staying informed, being proactive, and seeking professional help when needed, you can minimize your risk and avoid becoming an unwilling participant in their global journey.
You know what? I think that's the perfect place to end this deep dive. We've certainly learned a lot about the fascinating and, frankly, sometimes frightening world of bed bugs. But on that note of their incredible just like survival skills,
yeah,
it makes you wonder, like, how have they managed to stick around for so long?
Right.
You'd think with all of our, you know, pest control, all our technology, we would figure out how to evict these tiny tenants for good.
Right. It really highlights their adaptability. We've like thrown everything at them, from pesticides to changing lifestyles.
Right.
And they just keep bouncing back.
Okay.
And, you know, take, for instance, their resistance to pesticides.
Okay.
That's a prime example of their evolutionary prowess.
Okay, tell me more about that. How have they outsmarted our, like, chemical warfare?
So many of the pesticides that used to be effective against bedbugs are now basically useless.
Wow.
These critters have developed mutations in their genes that make them resistant to the chemical.
Okay.
Allowing them to survive and reproduce and, of course, pass on those resistant genes to their offspring.
So it's like they've evolved their own little hazmat suits.
Right, exactly.
It's both fascinating and slightly terrifying.
Yeah.
Are there any other, like, secrets to their survival that we haven't uncovered yet?
Well, one thing that I think often gets overlooked is their incredible reproductive capacity.
Wow.
A single female bedbug can lay hundreds of eggs in her lifetime.
Oh, wow.
Now, combine that with their resistance to pesticides and their talent for hiding, and you've got a recipe for a persistent pest problem.
It's like they've cracked the code to, like, long-term survival, haven't they?
They really have.
Knowing all of this, it's almost impressive how they haven't completely taken over the world.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. I'd say we've learned a lot today about, you know, what makes these creatures such formidable opponents in the battle for our homes and beds.
Right.
But, you know, remember, knowledge is power. By understanding their habits, their biology, and their adaptations, we can take steps to prevent them from becoming a problem in the first place.
You're absolutely right. This deep dive has been eye-opening, to say the least.
I agree.
I'll admit, I started this conversation feeling a little, grossed
Sure.
out
Yeah.
by bed bugs, but now I'm kind of in awe of their resilience.
I think that's the beauty of knowledge, isn't it? It can transform fear into fascination.
Well said. And on that note, I think we'll leave our listeners with this thought. If bed bugs have adapted to survive everything from ancient Egypt to modern pesticides,
Right.
what other surprises might they have in store for us in the future? Maybe they'll be the first insects on Mars.
Now that's a chilling thought.
Until next time, sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite. Or at least now you'll know what to do if they do.